every moment of the day. People give their lives for following Christ. Jesus was honest about this. He said, if you want to follow me, you got to take up your cross. What does that mean? Well, in those days, nobody took up a cross unless the Romans were going to nail them to it. He says, are you willing to suffer for my name? And if need be, are you willing to die? If tomorrow they made it against the law to be a follower of Jesus Christ, in America, all of a sudden it's against the law to be a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you?
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Now, as we continue this series called Daring Faith, the Key to Miracles, you're going to learn how to have a bold, unshakable faith that gives you the courage to impact the world around you. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about how you can get a valuable resource that will help you live out an extraordinary life of faith. It's called the Daring Faith DVD and Study Kit by Pastor Rick Warren. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part three of a message called Daring to Believe.
He said, well, wait a minute, how in the world do I do that? How do I serve God? I can't even see him. How do you serve an invisible God? Good question. How do you serve an invisible God? One day we will see God in heaven. We don't see him now. God wants us to learn to live by faith on earth. That's part of it. Faith pleases God. One day you'll see him. But how do I serve a God that I can't even see, who's invisible? Jesus said many times, we serve God by serving others. And he said, even if you give a cup of cold water to somebody who's thirsty and you do it in the name of Jesus, he said, that's as if you did it to me, God. He said, you're doing it to others. You serve God by serving others. You were put on this planet to make a difference. That difference is called your good works. It's also called your, quote, service. It's also called your, quote, ministry. God put you here for a ministry, for a service, for a good works, to make a difference with your life. Not necessarily a big, flashy difference, but to make a difference and leave the world a better place. And the Bible says that believing in Jesus is part of accepting that responsibility. Let me show you. Here on the screen, Romans chapter 6, the Bible says this. Give yourselves completely to God, every part of you, that's give everything to Jesus, Lord of my life. For you have been saved from death, so I'm doing this out of gratitude, and you want to be tools in the hands of God to be used for his good purposes. There is no greater thrill than to be a tool in the hand of God and used for his greater purposes. If you've ever felt that feeling of being used by God, you know, this is cool. This is great. This is what I was made for. This is me. This is my niche. This is why I live here. God made me for this. And it gives you significance, and it gives you satisfaction, and it gives you fulfillment you will never get from money, sex, power, pleasure, or anything else, because you were made for more than money, sex, power, pleasure, and everything else. You were made for significance. And that significance comes from serving something greater than yourself. You were made to live for the more than you. And if you live for you, you're gonna be bored and bitter with your life. Now, let me just be blunt. If I claim to be a believer in Jesus Christ, but I have no desire at all to serve Jesus Christ, and I have no desire at all to serve humanity, to serve God by serving others, then I have every reason to doubt that I'm actually a believer. I might think I've been a believer, but I really wasn't. Because if you are a true believer in Christ, it changes your motivation. It changes your want to. It changes your attitude. And all of a sudden, you don't want to live for yourself anymore. You want to live for something greater than yourself. The Bible says in James chapter 2, if people say they have faith but do nothing, their faith is worth nothing. Can a faith like that save them? The answer is no. That's why just saying, I believe Jesus is the Son of God, is not going to get you to heaven. That's not true belief. If they say they have faith but do nothing about it, their faith is worth nothing. Let me show you another verse, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. God made us what we are, the Bible says. And in our union with Christ Jesus, that means by believing in Christ, He has created us, he created you, for a life of good works. That's the good things God wants you to do with your life, which he has already prepared in advance, prepared for us to do. Now, did you know that before you were born, God decided the good things he wanted you to do with your life? That's your ministry, that's your service, that's your good works. God decided that, but you can miss it because God's not gonna force you to follow his purpose. In fact, most people miss God's purpose for their lives. Most people do. The greatest tragedy in life is not death. The greatest tragedy in life is to miss your purpose, to waste your life, and to not be the woman God intended for you to be, to not be the man that God intended for you to be. That is a tragedy. You could make $1 million and still be a failure at life because you missed the idea of serving God by serving others. Now, there's a fourth letter, the S, and before I give it to you, let me explain a little background because it's kind of hard to understand this one. Jesus Christ, because he was the Son of God, because he is God coming in human form, lived a perfect life. He never sinned, he never made a mistake, he never had any errors in his life because he was God. That's why he could pay for your sin, because he didn't have any sins of his own to pay for. He was perfect. But even though Jesus was perfect, not everybody liked him. Were there some people who, even though Jesus was perfect, disagreed with him? Yes. Accused him of things? Yes. Misjudged him and maligned him? Yes. Hated him? Yes. Were there people who wanted him dead? Yes. Wait a minute. You're telling me that even if I was perfect, some people aren't going to like me? You haven't figured that one out yet? You could be perfect. Jesus was. And there were people who wanted him dead. Why? Because evil hates good. Darkness hates light. Wrong hates right. And so God says, if you're going to be a believer in Jesus, you should expect the same reactions from people that Jesus got. Not everybody liked Jesus, because when you do what's right, people who want to do what's wrong get a little upset about it. Let me give you an example. Let's say your boss comes to you and your boss is unethical and your boss says, look, we're going to cheat, we're going to lie, we're going to steal in order to make this company go forward. And so here's what I want you to do. And I want you to do these things. And you say, sorry, boss. I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ demands integrity and that I always do the right thing and tell the truth. So I can't do that. Do you think your boss is going to be happy with that? No. Do you think your boss is going to give you promotion for having integrity? No. Do you think that boss is actually going to hurt you or cause you to suffer in some way? In all likelihood, yes. You might get overlooked for a promotion. You might even get fired. You might get put out of the company. People suffer for doing the right thing all the time because they're Christians. Or let's say tomorrow morning, you're standing by the water cooler at break and five or six people start trash talking and gossiping and being vulgar and being mean-spirited about somebody. And you go, this is not the kind of conversation I need to be as a follower of Jesus Christ. So you don't say anything. You just silently walk away. And let's say one of those people comes after you and say, hey, wait a minute, why did you leave the conversation? And you say, well, you know, I'm a follower of Jesus Christ and I don't feel comfortable talking that way about other people. What's going to be their reaction? Well, good for you. No, what they're going to say to you is, oh, you are so self-righteous. You think you're better than the rest of us. You're such a goody two-shoes. You're a Christian. You think you're better than all the rest of us. What's happening? They're feeling guilty and they're promoting it on you. Does that make sense? And so you actually suffer for doing the right thing, not doing the wrong. And this is the fourth thing of what it means to believe in Jesus. Write it down. The S stands for, I suffer for doing what's right. Because believing in Jesus isn't always convenient. Anybody want to give a testimony on that?
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Jesus said, according to your faith will it be done to you. Matthew 9:29. That's an amazing statement. Jesus is saying that you get to choose how much God blesses you and how much God uses you in his plan for the world. So how is that possible? The answer is faith. Daring faith is the key to fulfilling God's will in your life, and it's the secret to experiencing miracles in your life. You'll want to journey with Pastor Rick through the Daring Faith Bible Study as he examines true biblical faith and looks at the lives of people who are commended for their faith in the Bible. If you're ready to break out of your comfort zone and do what God has called you to do, then order the Daring Faith DVD and Study Kit by Pastor Rick Warren today. These videos are packed with inspiring teaching that will free you up to become the history maker you were made to be. Be bold, step out of the ordinary, and live a life of daring faith. Right now, when you support this ministry with a financial gift, we'll send you a copy of the 6-session Daring Faith DVD and workbook. Get yours right now by going to PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word daily to 800-600-5004.
Once again, here's Rick.
As a pastor, I want you to know Jesus Christ like I do. But I also want to tell you the truth. And the truth is, following Jesus Christ is not for weaklings. It's not for wimpy people. It's not for people who are wishy-washy. Believing in Jesus Christ will demand more courage than you possibly imagine. Because it's not always popular doing the right thing. It's not always popular standing for the truth. It's not always easy or comfortable or convenient. And you could be persecuted, you could suffer, you could be criticized, you could be maligned, people could ostracize you. In fact, in some countries, you could lose your life. And Christians have been dying for their faith for 2,000 years. Now, that's not gonna happen to you, at least right now, in America. But it happens every moment of every hour of every day, and it has for 2,000 years. More Christians are killed for their faith than any other cause around the world every year. Why? Because there are more of us, 2.3 billion. I mean, it's the headlines of the news yesterday. You pick up the paper, Kenya, 147 Christian students got up early for prayer at their university. Some terrorists came in, made them all lay down, shot them in the back of the head. Why? Simply for being Christians. We've been reading for months as ISIS terrorizes the Middle East. They're beheading Christians and burning churches. This is nothing new. That was in the news, but it happens all around the world all the time, every moment of the day. People give their lives for following Christ. Jesus was honest about this. He said, if you want to follow me, you got to take up your cross. What does that mean? Well, in those days, nobody took up a cross unless the Romans were going to nail him to it. He says, are you willing to suffer for my name? And if need be, are you willing to die? Are you a true believer? Let me ask you this. If tomorrow they made it against the law to be a follower of Jesus Christ, in America, all of a sudden it's against the law to be a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? Would anybody know that you are actually a true follower? Oh, well, I believe it. That's not enough. Have you turned your life over, everything to Christ? Have you relaxed in his love? Are you using your life to serve something bigger than yourself? Are you willing to suffer for doing what's right? Let me show you some Bible verses. Philippians chapter 1, for you have been given not only the privilege of believing in Christ, circle privilege of believing, it's a privilege to believe in Christ, but you have been given the privilege of suffering for him. That's the privilege nobody wants to talk about. But I just want to be up front. It's not for weaklings. It's not for wimps. It's for courageous men and women. And you say, I am willing to do what's right. What happens if you get ostracized? What happens if you get criticized? What happens if people attack you on the internet for your faith and for standing up and doing what's right? Well, here's what the Bible says, 1 Peter 3. If you suffer for doing what is right, God will reward you. And by the way, that reward is gonna go on and on and on and on and on in eternity, far longer than the criticism was. So he says, don't be afraid and don't worry. Now the fifth way of what it means to believe in Jesus, the last T, is I trust what he says. I trust what Jesus says. And if Jesus says to do it, then I do it. And if Jesus says don't do it, I don't do it. What I don't do is pick and choose from the Bible. I don't go, oh, I like that verse, so I'm going to follow that verse. I don't like that one, I'm not going to follow that one. I like that command, I'll follow that one. I don't like that command, I won't follow it. I like that promise, but I don't like that one. No, that's the cafeteria style. That's not what a true believer does. A true believer says, God said it, that settled it, whether I believe it or not. God said it, that settled it. And so you do what he tells you. Now, in the Bible, we have the commands of Jesus and we have the promises of Jesus. The commands are, if you do these things, life's gonna go a whole lot easier for you. Work will go easier, marriage will go easier, parenting will go easier. If you just do it the way God says, because God knows what will make you happy more than you do. And then there are promises, he said, when you're going through the dark days, the tough days, the days of doubt, the days of depression, the days where you can't see forward, hold on to these promises. The Bible says this, Psalm 33, verse 4, the word of the Lord always holds true. Is that true of the government? No. If you don't know the answer, it's no. Okay. Is that true of the media? The word of the media always holds true. No, that's not true. That's not even true of me. Everybody gets things wrong. Only the word of the Lord always holds true. And everything he does is worthy of our trust. Okay, question, little quiz. How many of you believe and trust everything you read in the newspaper? No hands, yeah, okay. How many of you believe and trust everything you see on television or hear on talk radio? Yeah, nobody. How many of you believe everything you read in magazines? No. How many of you would say, if God said it, I believe it's always true? Then why do we spend more time believing and listening to something we don't believe than in something we do? Huh? Why is that? I can't spend 5 minutes a day reading something I know is 100% true, but I will spend 30 minutes watching Access Hollywood? Really? How much did that enrich your life? Did that make you a more beautiful person? I don't think so. So this is always true. Hebrews in the Bible, chapter 6 says this, God cannot break his word. By the way, people ask me all the time, is there anything God can't do? Yes. There are some things God can't do. God cannot lie. The Bible tells us that it is impossible for God to lie. Why? He cannot deny his character, and he only speaks the truth. He cannot lie. And the Bible says God cannot break his promises. So if God has made a promise, it's here, and you can count on it, and you can bet your life on it. God cannot break his word. That's why we trust him. So we who have trusted our very lives to God have every reason to grab the promised hope with both hands and never let go. There are over 7,000 promises in this book, the Bible, and they're like blank checks waiting for you to cash, and they're like an insurance policy. How do you know when you don't know the promises of God? You worry. Worry is a sign that you forgot what's in the insurance plan. When I know what's covered in my policy, I don't worry about it. I go, it's covered. We can afford that. That's covered. When you know what God has offered to cover in your life, you don't worry. You don't stress out because you trust what he says. Now, I want to talk to, before I close, to a special group here. And I want to talk to those of you who had faith in the past, but maybe you feel you've lost it. Okay? And we all know people like this. We all have friends, neighbors, loved ones, family members, relatives who had faith in Jesus Christ in the past or had faith in God in the past, but they walked away and they said, I don't have any faith anymore. I don't believe anymore. What causes people to lose their faith? Well, in a word, when circumstances don't turn out the way I want them to, a lot of people say, then forget you, God. Because we want God who's a genie, who does everything our way, who answers everything our way. We want God to serve us instead of us serving God. Pain can cause people to lose their faith. I, as a pastor, I'm certain, have talked to more people in pain than any of you ever have. I know people who've lost their faith because of abuse. I know people who've lost their faith because of betrayal and adultery and infidelity and divorce. I know people who've lost their faith because they started a business and it went bankrupt and it broke their heart. I know people who've lost their faith because they prayed that a loved one wouldn't die and the person died. Friends, everybody dies. At some point, everybody dies. We weren't made to last forever on this planet. I'm glad we don't live forever on a broken planet full of sin, suffering, sadness, and sickness. You were made to last forever, just not on a broken planet. You were made to last forever in a perfect place. I'm glad we don't live here forever. I'm glad we die and we get to go to the place where we will live in perfection forever and ever and ever.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to PastorRick.com to listen again, to find out more about this ministry, and to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Rick's going to be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. Now, if you'd like to step out of an ordinary existence and into a life of extraordinary faith, then you're going to want to order the Daring Faith DVD and Study Kit by Pastor Rick Warren. Here's Rick to tell you more.
How'd you like to have a bold, unshakable faith that gives you the courage to make the changes you've always wanted to see in your life, your work, your family, and in the world? That's not a dream. That's exactly what God wants to do in your life. He wants you to learn to live by daring faith. The Bible says, according to your faith, it will be done unto you. Now, to help you develop that kind of faith, I put together a Daring Faith Study Kit, and it includes a DVD, and it includes a workbook. Now, there's 6 sessions in the Daring Faith Study Kit, and it'll teach you these 6 things: how to build a life of faith, how to expect the best from God, how to stretch your imagination in order to see what God wants to do in your life, to expand your vision, how to have the courage to take the initiative with your faith, how to face your fears with bold faith, and how to believe and what to do while you're waiting on God. You cannot afford to miss this series. It was one of the most important series I've ever done at Saddleback Church. And the Bible tells us in Ephesians 3:12, because of our faith in Him, we dare to have boldness and courage and confidence in coming to God with freedom and without fear. I want you to have that boldness, that courage, and that confidence when you come to God in prayer. I want you to come to Him without fear and come to Him in freedom. God will use this Daring Faith Study Kit just like He used it in the lives of tens of thousands of other people. He'll use it in your life if you'll trust Him in all things. So get this kit today and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
Today, when you support this ministry with a financial gift, we'll send you a copy of the Daring Faith Study Kit, a 6-session DVD and workbook, as our way of saying thanks. Go to PastorRick.com to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.